Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
I made some wine. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad. I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Adam Baratta is here. Adam is the co-founder of Advantage Gold, a leading company in the precious metals market. Author of Gold is a Better Way, and he's here to extol the virtues of gold. And I'm looking forward to having several different conversations with him on several different fronts. Adam Baratta, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So, all right, Adam, before we can talk about, I know that you believe that there's going to be a shift happening that's going to cause gold to go through the roof. And I'm going to let you talk about that. But before we do, we can't talk about where we're going with gold until we explain why where we've been with gold. Right now, where's gold? About 1,200?
Yeah, it's about $1,206 per ounce on the spot price. That's correct.
Okay. And now that's one-third lower, more than one-third lower than it was, what, 3 years ago, something like that? So before we talk about where we're going, we've got to talk about why we've gotten to where we are. What do you think?
Yeah, 100%. Let's do it. Gold was hit a high of $1,925 an ounce back in 2011. It hit a low of $1,050 an ounce at the beginning of 2016. And here we're at around $1,200. To be fair, gold has done nothing over the last 5 years. It's traded in a range. It's been left for dead. Why would anyone in the world want to own gold? It doesn't do anything. That's what's happening with gold right now.
Why did it go to 1900? Right, why did it go to 1900? Was that just pure speculation? Was that just traders bidding it up like they did oil in back in 2008? What do you think?
No, you know, gold's a chameleon investment, Jim. Okay. It moves different ways at different times, and it's why, quite frankly, most people think gold has no rhyme or reason, all right? You know, because gold is a hedge against inflationary pressures. Gold is a safe haven in times of economic uncertainty. There's military conflict. People rush to the safe haven of gold. Gold has performed differently, and what was moving gold in the 2000s, okay, gold was $250 an ounce in the year 2000. Mm-hmm. It went almost to $2,000 an ounce. It went up almost 8x.
Mm-hmm.
And what was happening behind that was we had a national debt that went from $3 trillion to $15 trillion.
Right.
And it was fascinating because gold was moving directly in line with the level of national debt. For every $100, for every $1 trillion of debt, gold was moving $100 an ounce. And so then you have 2012, 13, 14, and 15, where our debt goes from $15 trillion to where it's now $21 trillion,
mm-hmm.
okay? And gold stopped. It went down from 1,900 down to 1,000. And most people who really understand gold, you know, understand why. The rest of the world can't believe or understand why.
Why?
Well, it's very simple. It's very simple. In fact, I have a book out. It just became a national bestseller. And inside the book, I spend some time walking through this very thing. See, most people think it's the level of debt that impacts most the strength or weakness of the dollar. That's important, but what's really more important is the costs to service the debt. Okay?
Right.
And here are the numbers. In 2008, we were $10 trillion in debt. It cost us $451 billion in interest payments that year.
Right.
Okay? This past year, We're $21 trillion in debt. It cost us $458 billion in interest payments.
So this is why you're saying as interest rates go up, and they're projected to go up, that's going to drive gold, the price of gold. Is that what you're saying? Do you make a direct connection between interest and gold?
Jim, I'm saying that's why gold is about to explode.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, what happens is if you look at this on a grid, every single year our cost to service debt go higher, price of gold's going higher. And in the years when the cost to service debt goes lower, the price of gold's going lower.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2012, after we had quantitative easing, we saw interest rates drop to the floor. We refinanced a lot of our debt
right.
at a much lower cost.
So
what it did was it allowed us to
Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to get Adam to help you understand how to put gold into your portfolio. If you should do that, give you some thoughts on that. And that's coming up right after the break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassinger. See you later. Just like all.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.